Ecclesiastes 7, verse 5, it says, "It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools." And worldly music is the song of fools. Amen. The song of people that don't believe on the Lord. Amen. Why do you worship some wicked whoremonger with the, you know, they're demon-possessed people?
They're one of the 21st century's most successful rock bands, selling more than 11 million units worldwide. We're talking about the quartet from Wisconsin known as Skillet. Lead singer John Cooper joins us now by Skype to talk about their new album, their faith, and the ministry opportunities God has given them. Well, what do you want the legacy of Skillet to be?
Legacy of Skillet. What I am most proud about is the fact that Skillet, I think, has done something that is fairly unprecedented, and that we have been on some of the biggest rock tours in the world, open for the biggest rock bands of all time, some of them. Iron Maiden, Black Sabbath, Slipknot, that list can go on and on and on. Ozzy Osbourne.
Well, the first single is called Stars. What do you hope people take away from that song?
Oh, man. I am very excited about this song, Stars. The story behind it is that, truthfully, I felt God speaking to me that, you know, Skillet is a Christian band. We're a hard rock band. But we not only do touring in the Christian market, we do a lot of touring all over the world with hard rock bands. Some of the biggest secular rock tours in the world we've been on.
Every day, more and more artists or bands in the Christian industry, this is an article I'm reading, speak about shedding the title of Christian. In an interview with STL Today, frontman of the band Skillet, John Cooper, went into greater detail about why he and his band prefer to avoid using the word Christian. So this is how lame he is. Listen to this. "I just tell people I'm a hard rock band. I leave Christian out," he told STL Today. "A lot of people don't know what Christian rock is." Yeah, they do. That's a lie. "Or they think it's only for Christian people. We're not a band that only sings to Christian people. I meet tons of fans, and I've had fans say, 'I'm an atheist and I love your message.' Well, then that's not Christian. If you're appealing to atheists, your message isn't Christian. Sorry. You can put all the Jesus words in there you want, but it's not Christian. Skillet's weak." And that statement there speaks volumes unto me. I just like clicked on one song just for like a few seconds. I think it was last night. Sherry's like, "What are you listening to?" I'm like, "Garbage." And I turned it off. But the song was totally satanic. I don't even remember what the name of the song was, but I'm glad it's not like stuck in my head. That's why I only listened to it for a few seconds. I just want to see, like, is it super hard rock? It is. It's super hard rock.
Talk about your faith in Jesus Christ and how it motivates you inside and outside the music industry.
Oh, gosh. I mean, my faith in Jesus is everything. It's motivates me in everything that I do. Every time I take the stage, I believe God is using me as a warrior. Me and my band, we always do like a, you know, like sports teams do before they go. They have a chant. You know, they do their chant. Oh, Skillet's chant is always that we are going into battle.
Galatians 5, verse 16 says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." How do you walk in the Spirit when it comes to music? Singing to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing with melody in your heart to the Lord. Singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. But verse 17 says, "For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would." If you pump your brain full of that garbage all week long, you're not going to be filled with the Spirit during those times. It's contrary to the things of the Spirit, right? You're feeding the flesh with that kind of music. And that's not what we're supposed to do, because God doesn't say, you know, psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, and Metallica. Okay, because Metallica is a Christian band. No, they're not. Pantera is not a Christian band. So examples of so-called Christian artists and what they come up with.